Twin Falls is experiencing a bit of a food processing boom. Yogurt maker Chobani, cheesemaker Glanbia, and energy food maker Clif Bar have all opened new plants, expanded operations, or announced plans to build in Twin Falls in the past 14 months. Those new jobs have brought an influx of people, a lot of them young families. Brady Dickinson is not complaining about that. He says it's great for the community, but it has created challenges at the school district where he's operations director.
In the last 2 years, we've grown by almost 1,000 students.
That's double the growth the district had planned for and brings enrollment up to nearly 8,700. Dickinson says even normal growth would have meant asking for a bond this year, but it would have been much smaller. The district would have built another elementary school and maybe a new middle school.
Unfortunately, if we build one elementary school, it'll be full the day it opens, and we'll immediately be going back to the community and asking for more money to build another elementary school. And so we really came to the conclusion that we're better off if we just address this now. If we piecemeal it, we're going to be going back to the community every couple of years.
The bond the district is now asking for will build two elementary schools, a middle school, expand a high school, and provide upgrades to all existing buildings. But Dickinson admits even he had sticker shock when he first saw that $74 million figure, and he knows voters did too. Anna Scholes says that dollar figure is her biggest challenge. Scholes is a Twin Falls pharmacist, mother of two district students, and a volunteer with the group campaigning for the bond.
I think when people hear that number, they think, wow, that's a lot of money. When we break it down and they see how affordable it is, then the sticker shock seems to subside somewhat.
Affordable is, of course, a relative term. The district estimates someone with a $150,000 home would see their tax bill go up by $50 a year. Scholes believes so far community support is with the proposal, but she knows getting the two-thirds majority needed to pass a bond will be difficult. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.